This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
From ESPN Studios at the Seaport District in New York City, it is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. And yes, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. And yes, as you can see on ESPN Plus, it's a beautiful view, but it's hot. It's very hot.
It's globally hot.
96 degrees. See that water now? Does it look so bad now, Bart Scott?
Yeah. Like
you said, no, I don't want to go in that water. I will dive in that right now if I could.
And you know, like the concrete jungle, which is New York, with all these buildings, it just insulates
real feel.
The heat. Yeah.
Yeah, real feels about it's supposed to be triple digits in the city.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is a hot day today. That's what you expect. It's July.
That's what you got your sexy linen on.
Come on,
you
know, man. Linen. I'm following you.
You know how much.
Breaking protocol wearing shorts today, but you don't see it. You don't see that I'm wearing shorts. You don't get to see that. You're welcome.
You know how much back butter it would be all on that shirt if I had to walk there for him? That's why you need the scooter.
Yeah, I was thinking about the scooter today walking from the parking garage. No doubt about that. But again, we will battle through. I know we will battle through. But you know what? Today is a day here at ESPN that we work together with our partners. This is when we work together with our listeners. We work together with a lot of people. Today is a day I like to call the most important day and probably the most important thing we do here at ESPN. It is SB Day. And with that in mind, of course, this is all about the V Foundation. This is a day that we are trying to do what we can to eradicate cancer of all kinds and end a lot of stories that we hear too often about of us losing people way too soon. There's a lot of uplifting stories as well that we're going to share with you today and talk to some people too as well about the ways we can battle this disease and battle this in a way that we do it like we do these cover these teams as a team. We cover these sports, these leagues as a team. This is very much a team feel today. So rather than give out numbers, I'm going to give out a website. And it's very simple. V.org/donate. It's where you want to go to be part of this. Give as much as you can or as little as you possibly can. But the best thing about it is whatever you do donate today, it will be twice as much. Why? Because we have a generous donor who remains anonymous who's going to match gifts all day up to a total of $1 million.
Wow.
So, Bart, it makes it very simple that if you give a little bit, it's double of what you're given. So just think about the impact you will have with that. So that, I think, is the most important thing to share today with everybody. It is, again, for full matching gift details, again, v.org/donate. And as we've told you for many years, we've done these every year. 100% of your donation goes to cancer research. Yes. There's a foundation. There's an endowment that takes care of all the administrative work and all the people that work to make this thing happen every year and to keep the V Foundation going year after year. So they're all taken care of. So all the money that you are donating goes straight to research and winning this fight against cancer.
And, you know, everybody's afflicted by cancer. We've all known someone close to us, family, friends in our circle that has been affected by cancer, right? And it's, you know, the dollar you give or whatever you can give, if you can give, can be the determining dollar that has the research that can break through some of these different cancers, because not all cancers are created equally. And some of these we can, you know, really maybe be able to eradicate with more research. And, you know, just like imagine from that speech to where we are now, how close we've come with the treatments, with being able to get people screened, early detection. You know, those are the key points when you think about being able to be a survivor of cancer. You know, you think about, you know, St. Jude's and all the work that they do, you know. So yeah, I mean, we all got to come together, and we're far from being done, but we're inching closer to being able to have a cure for certain types of cancers.
Yes, and you know, again, the ESPYs are tonight. We'll have fun with you today with that stuff, because all the different categories that there are there and who should win and who shouldn't. But you know, being honored tonight, Dick Vitale, who is somebody, you know, you mentioned Jimmy V's speech, right? Dick Vitale, very close to Jim Valvano, and Dickie V going through his own battle just recently, and he will be getting the Jimmy V Award. But you mentioned that speech, and think about how next year it's 30 years.
Wow.
Right? 30 years since that iconic speech from Jim Valvano. And it's, you know, we'll play it for you in just a couple of minutes because it is something we like to share. I mean, you know our show, everybody. You know that we love inspiration. We love inspirational quotes. Yep. We quote movies all the time. Usually they're funny, and a lot of times they're also thoughtful. And one of the things about the Jimmy V speech that I love is not the don't give up, don't ever give up, which right. is the one that everybody refers to, but it's the laugh, think, and cry. Move yeah. yourself to the emotion of cry. And when I think about that, I always think, isn't that kind of what we try to do each day?
Yeah.
Like with our listeners, like we try to entertain you. That's what we try to do. Do we get all of our sports takes right? 99% probably, yeah. right? You'd say about 99%? 99.5%. But in our efforts yes. to talk sports and to give our opinions and to share the experiences of a pro athlete or someone like me who has covered pro sports for, you know, the better part of a quarter century, it's also telling it in a way that'll make you laugh, that'll make you think, and even sometimes, in the rare occasion, make you cry, move you to emotion in some way. And that, as of course Jimmy V said, that's a full day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a full day. So again, that's what I ask from everybody today, is if you could in any way, v.org/donate, and do what you can to be part of this fight, and you can, again, understand that don't feel bad, like, I can only give this amount of money, right? I don't really make a lot of money. I can only give this. It's not going to make an impact. It does this time
yes.
because someone will double whatever you are donating. So think about it that way. You can give a little, but it looks like a lot because of great donations and great people
well,
who step yeah. forward and try to help push this thing to what we're hoping for today, a goal
yeah.
of $2 million.
Yeah. Beaches are made up of grains of sand,
mm-hmm.
and every piece is important.
Now, ESPYs are also tonight, and Steph Curry is the host. I hope there aren't any Nick jokes.
Yeah,
I could do without them.
Yeah, you already know.
Don't need
coming.
One. Don't need. I don't need one.
Why?
Like, don't reference the draft and just miss me. I don't need it.
It's like the Knicks and Jets are always the butt of
yes.
national jokes.
Feels like it.
It's not like a local joke thing. It's like they're always the butt of some big
something.
Joke by somebody that has no affiliation with the organization.
Yeah, I mean, I just Steph, please, just can you just like for one night. We don't need any references to you
yeah.
in the draft.
Yes,
and
we don't need
Knicks
to be reminded.
Missed you by one pick. We don't need that, right? We don't need that. Now, what we do need, though, of course, is to talk sports, which is absolutely what this show is always about, and entertaining you with that and having some fun with you today while we're also trying to raise some money. And that's what we intend on doing. We had an All-Star game last night. And not only was there some things in the All-Star game that we'd love to talk about, but there was something said before the All-Star game that I know Bart definitely wants to talk about because it could shake Major League Baseball if you consider if you want to read the tea leaves into something that was said before the game. But as we talk about, we react to what people say and we react to things that are said, I think this is the proper time right now, though, to me, to reflect on that speech from Jim Valvano almost 30 years ago now. And it is a good time for us to share that with you because this is what got all of this started. And as you hear Rocky in the very beginning of our show, it's a way to motivate you, to get you to laugh, to get you to think, and to get you to cry. So, without further ado, Jim Valvano from 1993.
I can't tell you what an honor it is to even be mentioned in the same breath with an Arthur Ashe. This is something I certainly will treasure forever. But as was said on the tape, I don't have one of those things going to cue cards, so I'm going to speak longer than anybody else has spoken tonight. That's the way it goes. Time is very precious to me. I don't know how much I have left, and I have some things that I would like to say. Hopefully, at the end, I'll have something that will be important to other people, too. But I can't help it. Now, when I'm fighting cancer, everybody knows that, and people ask me all the time about how you go through your life and how's your day, and nothing has changed for me. As Dick said, I'm a very emotional, passionate man. I can't help it. That's being the son of Rocco and Angelina Valvano. that just comes with the territory, right? We hug, we kiss, we love. And when people say to me, how do you get through life or each day, it's the same thing. To me, there are three things we all should do every day. If we do this every day of our life, you're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day. You do that 7 days a week, you're going to have something special. And so I can't help. I rode on the plane up today with Mike Krzyzewski, my good friend and a wonderful coach. What people don't realize, he's a 10 times better person than he is a coach. And we know he's a great coach. He's meant a lot to me in these last 5 or 6 months of my battle. But when I look at Mike, I think we competed against each other as players. I coached against him for 15 years. And I always have to think about what's important in life is to think to me of three things: where you started, where you are, and where you're going to be. Those are the three things that I try and do every day. And you know, when I think about getting up and giving a speech, I can't help it. I have to remember the first speech I ever gave. I was coaching at Rutgers University. That was my first job. Wonderful. And I was the freshman coach. That's when freshmen played on freshman teams. And I was so fired up about my first job. I see Lou Holtz, Coach Holtz here. What was it like the first job you had, right? The very first time you stood in a locker room to give a pep talk. That's a special place, the locker room, for a coach to give a talk. So my idol as a coach was Vince Lombardi. And I read this book called Commitment to Excellence by Vince Lombardi. And in the book, Lombardi talked about the first time he spoke before his Green Bay Packer team in a locker room. They were perennial losers. And I'm reading this, and Lombardi said he was thinking, should it be a long talk, a short talk? But he wanted to be emotional. He said, be brief. And this is what he did. Normally you get in a locker room, I don't know, 25 minutes, a half hour before the team takes the field. You do your little X and O's, and then you give the great Newt Rockne talk. We all do. Speech number 84. You pull them right out. You get ready. Get your squad ready. Well, this is the first one I ever gave. And I read this thing, Lombardi, what he said was he didn't go in. He waited. His team was wondering, where is he? Where is this great coach? He's not there. 10 minutes. He's still not there. 3 minutes before they have to take the field, Lombardi comes in, bangs the door open. And I think you all remember what great presence he had. Right? Great presence. And he walked in, and he just walked back and forth like this, just staring at the players. And he said, all eyes on me. And I'm reading this in this book. And I'm getting a picture of this Lombardi before his first game. And he said, gentlemen, we will be successful this year. You can focus on three things and three things only. Your family, your religion, and the Green Bay Packers. And the rest of it, they knocked the walls down. The rest was history. I said, that's beautiful. I'm going to do that. Your family, your religion, and Rutgers basketball. That's it. I had it. I'm 21 years old. The kids I'm coaching are 19. All right? And I'm going to be the greatest coach in the world, the next Lombardi. And I'm ready. And I'm practicing out in a right beside the locker room. The manager's telling me, you got to go in. Not yet. Family, religion, Rutgers basketball. All eyes on me. I got it. And now finally he said, 3 minutes. I said, fine. True story. I go to knock the doors open, just like Lombardi. Boom. They didn't open. I almost broke my arm. I was like, you know, it was when it didn't open. Now I'm down. The players are looking. You know, coach, help the coach up. Help him up. You know? And now I did like Lombardi. I walked back and forth, right? And I was going like that with my arm, get the feeling back in it. And finally I said, gentlemen, all eyes on me. And these kids wanted to play. They're 19. Let's go. I said, gentlemen, we'll be successful this year if you can focus on three things and three things only. They said, yeah. I said, your family, your religion, and the Green Bay Packers, I told them. I did that. I remember that. I remember where I came from. It's so important to know where you are. And I know where I am right now. How do you go from where you are to where you want to be? And I think you have to have an enthusiasm for life. You have to have a dream, a goal, and you have to be willing to work for it. I talked about my family. My family is so important. People think I have courage. The courage of my family is my wife, Pam, my three daughters here, Nicole, Jamie, Leanne, my mom, who is right here too. And And that screen is flashing up there 30 seconds. Like, I care about that screen right now, huh? I got tumors all over my body. I'm worried about some guy in the back going 30 seconds, huh? You got a lot. Hey, phenomenal, buddy. You got a lot. All right, get this. Wait, get this. I just got one last thing. I urge all of you, to enjoy your life, the precious moments you have, to spend each day with some laughter and some thought, to get your emotions going, to be enthusiastic every day. And Ralph Waldo Emerson said, nothing great can be accomplished without enthusiasm, to keep your dreams alive in spite of problems, whatever you have. The ability to be able to work hard for your dreams to come true, become a reality. Now I look at where I am now, and I know what I want to do. What I would like to be able to do is to spend whatever time I have left and to give and maybe some hope to others. All right, Arthur Ashe Foundation is a wonderful thing. And AIDS, the amount of money pouring in for AIDS is not enough, but it is significant. But if I told you it's 10 times the amount that goes in for cancer research, I also tell you that 500,000 people will die this year of cancer. And I also tell you that one in every four will be afflicted with this disease. And yet, for somehow, we seem to have put it in a little bit of the background. I want to bring it back on the front table. We need your help. I need your help. We need money for research. It may not save my life. It may save my children's lives. It may save someone you love. And it's very important. And ESPN has been so kind to support me in this endeavor and allow me to announce tonight that with ESPN's support, which means what? Their money and their dollars, and they're helping me. We are starting the Jimmy V Foundation for Cancer Research. And its motto is, don't give up, don't ever give up. And that's what I'm going to try to do. Every minute that I have left, I will thank God for the day and the moment I have. And if you see me, smile and maybe give me a hug, because that's important to me too. But try, if you can, to support, whether it's AIDS or the Cancer Foundation, so that someone else might survive, might prosper, and might actually be cured of this dreaded disease. I can't thank ESPN enough for allowing this to happen, and I'm going to work as hard as I can, you know, for cancer research, and hopefully we'll have some cures and some breakthroughs. And I'd like to think I'm going to fight my brains out to be back here again next year for the Arthur Ashe recipient. I want to give it next year. I know I've got to go. I've got to go. And I've got one last thing. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Cancer can take away all my physical abilities. It cannot touch my mind. It cannot touch my heart. And it cannot touch my soul. And those three things are going to carry on forever. I thank you, and God bless you all.
Coach Valvano gave that speech in March, I think it was March 6, 1993. He passed away 6 weeks later. And when you, if you can, we're fortunate enough to watch that on ESPN Plus, but you hear his voice alone. He's so vibrant, energetic. He looks healthy.
Right.
He was not. And that took a lot of strength for him there. And the humor certainly was there. There was the laugh, there was the thought,
and
there was the cry. And the finado of the, you putting a time on me, go to hell. And it's sort of how we are on this show. Whenever Stotch says it's time to go to break, maybe we need that as a drop from now on.
Exactly.
But it's an inspirational speech, Bart, no doubt about that. And there's so much to take from it.
And we talk about, you know, some of the people that we remember in history, right? And it's not about what they did or how much money they earned. It's about their impact on other people's lives.
Yep.
And if you look at what this speech inspired people, a call to action for people to get up and to recognize the people that didn't have a voice, right? Because at that time, you know, he talked about the disparity in the amount of money from, you know, other kinds of research. And look at where we are today. And look at all the recipients, you know, since then that it has positively mm-hmm. affected and changed their lives. And how many people that person was important to, that it affected their lives. And, you know, I say it all the time. Life is about impact, not about what we acquire financially or materialistically. It's about how we affect others. How many other people's lives are affected in a positive manner because of you? Mm-hmm. And I mean, we can't count. And I mean, you talk about, you know, what he was really, really focusing on was mindfulness.
Right.
Mindfulness.
There was no self-pity.
Yeah.
There was nothing about himself in it. There was some humility.
Yes.
But for him, it was more of a mindset he yes. wanted everybody to understand.
Right.
Is to get to this place. And for, you know, again, for the ESPYs, that'll be tonight. And the Jimmy V Award for Perseverance, which will go to who was has been, Dick Vitale has been such a champion of yeah. this cause for so long, and then now has gone through it himself.
Right.
And he and Jimmy were so close back then. Vitale's speech, I mean, there'll be a lot of laugh.
Know. Yeah, we already
There'll
know.
Be a lot of thought, and there'll They're be a lot of
cry.
Cut from
the same cloth.
It is definitely something to behold. So again, as we mentioned, it's v.org/donate. And as we've told you from the beginning,
yeah.
even if you think to yourself, I really can't give that much, understand that this year there is a donor who is doubling every donation. So whatever you give, think of it as it's twice as much
yeah.
just because you chose to do that. V.org/donate. All right. So as we mentioned, we'll talk about this throughout the show, but we also have plenty of sports to get to and plenty of things to discuss, debate, and talk with you. And we'll get to that, including the All-Star game last night and what we saw and what we heard from Aaron Judge before the game that might shake the league.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han. This is ESPY Day 2022 at ESPN.
I'm still here. I'm fighting. I'm not losing. But I got to amend that. When you die, that does not mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live.
If you're able, please join us today in supporting the V Foundation for Cancer Research. Go to v.org/donate now.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Yes, v.org/donate. And remember, no matter what you can give, it will be doubled today. So keep that in mind when you are deciding what you can or cannot do. In the meantime, we have sports to talk about as well, as we will continue to discuss with you about the V Foundation and all the great things that it is doing and still continuing to try to do, as it is ESPY Day here today at ESPN. And we have the ESPY certainly tonight, and Dick Vitale, looking forward to that, him being honored tonight. But last night, Bart, we had the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Now, there's things that happened during the game, but there's things that happen before the game.
Mm.
Which would you like to address first?
I want to hit you right in between the solar plexus right off the jump. You know what I'm saying? Because you was all in your feelings. You was Ralph Transvan yesterday. Man with sensitivity. All you was in your feelings when he said this one. Let the people know what we're talking about.
That's exactly how I felt.
And then you want to deflect that and throw that hate over to your boy.
My boy. Now you're revealing our group chat and what we were discussing on the group chat.
You're my boy.
Can
boy.
I at least say that one Yankee did have a day? I mean, a couple of Yankees had a day, but I mean, Giancarlo Stanton hit that ball a mile. He hit that to Anaheim.
After he struck out before, the first time.
I don't care.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Giancarlo, I love who shows up, the stars amongst stars.
I want to use one of your sayings. He beat the brakes off that baseball. Mm-hmm. Latavius showed me a picture of the
baseball was flying out like, ah!
Yeah, it was.
Ah!
It was screaming.
Ah,
like it was
my ass!
But it was like the picture, though, of this the still shot of the ball and bat meeting.
Yeah.
The ball is like, looks like Pac-Man. It's like, honestly, like it's an amazing thing to see. He hits a two-run home run, ties the game. They eventually win it. He gets the MVP. And that's the good story. The other story is Aaron Judge. Now, so everybody's mic'd up, which was an awesome feature in this game on the broadcast. And kudos to baseball and all the players, by the way, for not only agreeing to do it, but then embracing it, like enjoying it. And it really was awesome to see. And one of the things was Big Poppy running around, talking to everybody and having fun with different people. He called Stanton Carlo, which I liked.
Who, Big Poppy?
Big Poppy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. One of the most popular five.
I mean, he's a well-known broadcaster.
One of the most popular five.
He's a broadcaster
people
now.
In the last 20 years.
But he also goes in between Stanton and Judge at one point, and he just says something. He says to Stanton, he goes, "You don't have to hit the ball so hard."
Exactly.
He's like, "You don't have to hit it hard." But then he looks at Judge. He goes, "Aaron, I got one thing to say. Pay the man." And he just walks away. So that's the theme of the night. No doubt about that. Before the game, though, Marley Rivera, for us, ESPN, is doing random interviews. And this is what I love about Marley. Marley can get you so comfortable that you just like kind of get at ease around her.
Oh, this is live?
And then she asked the question. And she's like, "I know you didn't think I was going to ask this, but I got to ask it." And she asks it, which is, actually, she tells the story. Now, Stosh, in the cut, do we have her telling the story or no? Or is it just the response?
No, she sets it up.
All right, so it's set up. Here's Marley with Aaron Judge. And, I mean, this is, by the way, textbook.
And he has a son named Jacob who came up the other day really upset from his school in Astoria. He just came up and he's like, "Are you telling me that Aaron Judge may not be a Yankee after this year? What do you have to tell to Jacob right there and to all your fans that want you to remain in a Yankee uniform?" I wasn't going to put you on the spot. I mean, we're on live TV.
Yeah, no, Jacob, buddy. We got a lot of great Yankees on this team. You know, there are a lot of great Yankees. We'll be here for a long time, you know. So don't be upset. Don't be upset. Hopefully you'll be a Judge fan for life.
You know what? I don't know.
Yoo-hoo! Yeah, that's how you negotiate.
Once I get back to Astoria today, I'm going to have to go console Jacob.
That's how you do it. I love how she used the vehicle of Jacob, because how can you not respond to a little kid?
That's what,
right?
I mean. And Marley was brilliant.
And when you say Jacob, that means that he has to put Jacob. What would you tell Jacob? He had to speak directly to Jacob.
I mean,
but he really was speaking to Brian Cashman.
This felt
I mean,
was that Aaron Judge or was that Ben Simmons?
Probably not.
Hey, it's like when they sitting down and coming to America. And, you know, and Arsenio Hall is drinking his drink, and I want to tear you apart. And your friend, too. Like, hold up.
Yeah, that is a
Brian Cashman was drinking, watching, like, oh, look at
that. Your drink out moment if you're the Yankees and Brian Cashman. That's exactly what that is.
But can I take you guys into the mind? Like, before we even get deep into it, I want to take people into the mind.
Can you do
athlete.
It in 30 seconds?
Yes. Right. See, an athlete never forgets. They will come around you and smile and laugh and be a professional. But in the back of their minds, you only have one time to really hurt their feelings or insult them. And no matter what, athletes have become professional athletes because they have taken every sign of disrespect as fuel hatred. He's taken that they don't think he's worth that as hatred. They don't think that he can be great for the next 10 to 15 years. He has taken that. And now, once you're the source of hatred and fuel, now I can't go back to you. Because it's important for me to leave and to remember to rub it in your face every single time you see me or hear from me. And this is where Judge seems to be taking this. I don't think he will be back. And I think he's going home, and if somebody's going to pay him more, and he's going to make the Yankees, like, it's going to be D-Day. The day where
He's making them squirm. He is making them squirm.
And he's serious. I don't think this
now,
is like.
Do I think he's gone? No.
Okay.
But do I think that he's playing this really well? And if they do push him, will he say, "You know what? I'm out"?
Yeah.
Yes. And that scares the living hell out of me right now.
Especially if they fall short. Oh,
man. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Read the tea leaves. Aaron Judge, is he saying, no, I'm already gone? Or is he setting the tone for the Yankees, don't mess with me? I'm wondering, what was said when they were negotiating before the season? Something, like you said, something might have been said that got to him, and he was like, oh, it's like that?
Oh, it's like that. He's hurt.
All right, Spartan Hobby, we want you to try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G and America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. V.org/donate. I say it again, V.org/donate. I have the link on my Twitter, at Alan Hahn on Twitter. If you just want to click the link, and anything you donate will be doubled today. So you certainly want to be a part of anything you can help at all. Be part of this. It's a team effort, certainly, today. We do have your calls. We will talk with you. All things sports. Lot to get to. NFL rookie training camps opening up. Veterans getting ready. They'll be there next week. And our two-a-days begin. And Bart, a familiar foe of yours we're going to discuss next. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Bart on ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
I'm Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The ESPYs are tonight, Bart Scott. It is, of course, ESPY Day here, v.org/donate. That is where we want you to go and give what you can, and everything you give will be doubled today. It's the most important thing we do here at ESPN. It's a team effort. We can't do it without you. And tonight at the ESPYs, we have different awards to give out. Steph Curry is going to be the host, and it's interesting that Steph Curry is also up for an award.
Ah, well, Steph Curry introduced
best male athlete. Well, they have other people come in to do it, right? Yeah. He's just hosting. He's the guy that's going to be just reading the prompter and making jokes.
Matthew Stafford
being awkward. Best male athlete, men's sports. You ready for them?
Yes.
All right, Stafford. No. Hard to believe, but he's not
even on a list.
No, NFL. The NFL player is not Matt Stafford. Can you guess who else it could be instead?
Aaron Donald.
Nope.
What?
You were half right with the first name.
Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers.
Hold up. This dude got bounced.
I know.
Out of the damn playoffs.
I know. That's
by
one.
Jimmy G.
That is
and
one.
And he's the male athlete. He cannot be our representative.
He is.
Who won it? So Jokic is the one for male basketball athlete.
No.
Oh, so baseball.
Steph Curry is.
So basketball gets it right.
Steph Curry is.
Way to go.
How about baseball? Can you get baseball? Who's the baseball male athlete?
Baseball.
Best male athlete.
Okay, so they got to go back to who won the World Series. It can't be Freddie Freeman.
Nope. Come on, this one's easy.
Freddie Freeman?
No, this one's easy. Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, man, they just want the international swag.
No, they don't. And then for
they
hockey.
They didn't win.
All right, I give you one chance for hockey. It's a player I've talked about before. Come on, man.
Kako.
No.
Excuse me?
Google me.
Not Capo Kako. But you like saying that name.
If you don't get it wrong, at least be entertaining, damn it.
Connor McDavid from the Oilers,
okay.
Who's the best player in the world.
Yeah.
So out of those four, who do you think is most deserving?
It's not who's most deserving. It's like some of these teams didn't stack the deck the right way. Because if you want to have a chance to win, if you're like the NFL.
This is for best male athlete. Men's sports, I gave you four names. Who should win it? Who should win it?
Stephen Curry.
You think Curry should win it?
He's going to win it because the other people are flawed. If football wanted a chance to have an ESPY for their sport.
Should have been Aaron Donald.
It should have been Aaron Donald.
Yeah,
because he took over the world, wrecked the world. He's king right now.
His plays at the end of both the championship game and the Super Bowl were unbelievable what he was able to do. And then he makes the play, and then he points to his ring finger like, all right, size me up. Like, that was unbelievable. That's an iconic moment.
We need a brand. We're going to keep rediscussing this because that is disrespectful. Don't be counting me down.
He's going to give you the Jimmy
Five.
V right here. But I also think
Steph
Curry
will win. Can we get the drop?
We definitely need the drop. Let's get it.
Bart and Hahn. This is ESPN Radio's NFL Two-A-Days, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
With the 20th pick, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Kenny Pickett, quarterback, Pittsburgh.
They have familiarity with him. They see him every single day walk into the building. They had the advantage when they did the research and scouting because he's right there.
The Steelers believe Trubisky has looked as advertised so far. Now, I was also reminded that, look, the Steelers didn't draft Kenny Pickett to sit him forever. And I'm told Mike Tomlin is playing no favorites throughout this process.
2-a-days time. Part of the show. We've been doing this as we lead you up into training camps. It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Yes, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. Also, please visit v.org/donate. Be part of this fight that we are all in together to end cancer. All of your donations, 100% of it, goes to cancer research, nothing else. And whatever you donate today will be doubled. So think about twice the impact that you can have if you choose to do that. I have it on my Twitter handle. You can just click right on it and get to business, and we keep it moving. But yes, on the show, as we're doing these 2-a-days, leading you in to training camps, let's get into, Bart, a rival or former rival of yours when you were a player with the Ravens and with the Jets.
And that is
the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team that just never has a losing record.
Yep.
That always is like in the fight every year. They don't report till training camp till next week, rookies and vets. So we wait another week for them.
Yeah.
And as you heard, Mitchell Trubisky now at quarterback, no Ben Roethlisberger. They did draft potentially their future quarterback. We shall see. And you are already giggling. Why?
You said former rival.
Listen, yes.
No team in the history of Bart Scott's career, I went third person, has taken more from me than his organization.
Explain.
People think that the Patriots, I care about the Patriots. Ha! They couldn't hold a Steelers team. Division championships.
Yep.
This team, when I was a member of the Ravens and I was a member of the Jets, stopped me from going to the damn Super Bowl. No team is more hated.
Who? The Jets?
Yes. Damn it, the Jets had a chance back in the day to go to a damn Super Bowl.
Yes.
And Ben Roethlisberger. And it's not about who you play, it's when you play him. And I was born and I played during the wrong time when Ben Roethlisberger reigned supreme in that division. A lot. And it bounced back and forth. These teams are built identically. But oh, it is so great to be in this division now. Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! Pickett, Penny Pickett, because all he can pick up is pennies because he can't pick up a silver dollar.
Some little
junior whopper hands.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he can't even go to the local restaurant and order a Big Ben sandwich. His hands can't fit. He'll drop it on the ground. Oh, I am so happy. I am so happy that now the Steelers are going to get all that smoke. They're going to get that Tommy Maddox, that Cordell Stewart energy now.
Oh, so Mitch Trubisky is Tommy Maddox? Is that what you're telling me?
Mitchell Trubisky hopes that he can be Tommy Maddox. I mean, so now you look at...
He wasn't capable quarterback with the Bears.
I am a Mike Tomlin fan.
All right.
But this team has the worst quarterback situation within the division. And I'm telling you, they are going to suffer.
How is their defense?
Their defense is good. It's not great.
It has to be great.
But tell me this. Is their defense better than the Cleveland Browns?
No.
Are they better potentially than the Baltimore Ravens? I don't think so.
Not sure.
Yeah, No, it's not.
All right, right? Bengals.
The Bengals are underappreciated as far as defense. So you tell me you have the worst quarterback and maybe the third best or second best defense. That's a recipe for being right at the playoffs and missing it.
Are they going to have to run a lot, Najee Harris? Like, is that going to have to be what they do?
Once again, an example of an organization that didn't believe that Ben Roethlisberger was done. We saw that.
Waited too long.
We saw that with Eli Manning here in New York.
With the Giants.
And then what did they do? They went and got Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you get an otherworldly running back if your quarterback's done. So now they spent the first round draft pick on Najee Harris. He didn't have a great season. I don't think he broke 1,000 yards. And now he's a first round draft pick that you pay to be an impact player. You don't have to spend that quality on a first-round draft pick on a running back. But they went back because they believed that Ben, because he was 11-0 the year before, was ready to go. So this is a team in transition.
So should they then start Pickett just because he's a rookie? You're probably not going to be that good. Get him the experience.
But you can't give it to him because the team won't respect him and you'll lose the
He and Trubisky are competing for the job when camp starts.
You start Trubisky.
All right.
Because no matter how good he looks – When the Bullets get live, when they start playing for real, then he's going to show. So you want him to come in and want the people to believe in him, right? So then you hope that you can keep Mitchell Trubisky healthy so that you can trade him and get some value for him because you're going to have to get more talent on his roster.
All right, so
now, they have Micah Fitzpatrick. They have the defensive player of the year, but that's not enough.
So real quick, Caesars has the over-under for wins at 7.5. Where are you going? In that division now.
Under.
Under. Mike Tomlin's first losing
one. Yeah, I said it. Two tears in a bucket.
Wow.
Write it down, everybody. Right, and I love Mike Tomlin.
He also said something else yesterday.
Looks like Omar
that needs
Epps.
Further explanation. We'll do that next.
Bart and Han.